U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis says America still hopes to solve the North Korean crisis using diplomacy. There have been some fiery rhetoric from both sides, the U.S. and North Korea guilty, U.S. President Donald Trump not helping either. Mattis says war would be catastrophic and that diplomacy is gaining results. On the line is a Bloomberg Asia economic analyst, Ender Curran. Hi, Ender. Welcome to the Midday Report.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hi, good to speak to you all the way from Hong Kong. A question, how close are we to full-on conflict?
Well, look, by all accounts, we are some distance away yet, although clearly there is a growing degree of tension and nervousness in financial markets and among investors. There's still a feeling that there are options on the table, such as diplomatic options that can be explored further, and the feeling that the current round of sanctions agreed only last weekend should be given time to see if they can work. However, at the same time, the language has clearly been ratcheted up by U.S. President Trump, of course, which is certainly a concern for investors and people in this part of the world. So there's a fear that even though there are options to resolve all of it, at the same time, there's certainly scope for some kind of diplomatic action that could perhaps tip things over the edge into perhaps even more tense areas. So that's what the biggest concern is right now.
And I've seen your articles, and you know the region pretty well. The United States, if they had to invade, if they had to attack North Korea, it's very close to South Korea. There's people on both sides of the border, very close. They can almost see each other. This would be catastrophic, wouldn't it?
It would indeed. It has been described by one analyst as insanity. I mean, the military options are, if the U.S. wants to do a surgical strike, and the problem there is that the nuclear facilities are hidden in the mountains of North Korea, and the risk of failure is that North Korea would retaliate with conventional weaponry against South Korea, which, remember, they have significant arsenal right on the border, 30 kilometers from Seoul, so they could respond immediately. Then, of course, there's the option of regime change by taking out Mr. Kim, but the risk there, analysts say, is that you have to take out the entire, not just the head of the snake, but the entire body as well, or else nothing will be resolved. And then, of course, you go into the third option, which is conventional warfare, and, of course, by all accounts, that would be nothing short of a humanitarian catastrophe. So in terms of military options, there certainly is no good option there, and I think that's why people are urging that all diplomatic avenues are exhausted.
And of course, if missiles are fired near Guam, this could also trigger a major conflict as well.
Well, it most certainly could, and that's probably the most clear and present danger right now. And I think people are concerned that there are some military exercises due in the region between South Korea and the U.S. soon. People worry that might be another avenue for tension being ratcheted up, especially on the North Korean side. And of course, it brings concern that if a missile is launched by North Korea, that it may trigger some kind of U.S. response. So it's certainly a very delicate situation right now.
Bloomberg Asia economic analyst Ender Curran on the line from Hong Kong.